USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling. Prior to heading to the White House, McCarthy seemed optimistic a deal could get done in time to avoid default.
We can get a deal tonight, we get a deal tomorrow, but you've got to get something done this week to be able to pass it and move it to the Senate.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the nation's borrowing limit. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students will go on trial in October. Brian Koberger appeared in court today where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. The judge then entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott officially joined the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. In making his announcement, Scott talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression.
Anyone from anywhere at any time could rise above their wildest expectations and imagination.
Scott, who's the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is still looking for answers following last year's deadly school shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers. The mayor says nobody's taken accountability for what happened. He says an ongoing feud between the city and the Uvalde district attorney has made it difficult to access records. A plan has been reached to conserve water in the Colorado River. The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 20 years, causing water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop to critical levels. The states will receive about $1 billion in federal funds as compensation for the water savings. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The White House said the move would deprive hard-working Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The president's plan would cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for millions of eligible loan borrowers. Cases of Bud Light that went unsold and have expired after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy are now being bought back by Anheuser-Busch. The beer didn't sell after the company used the transgender influencer in a marketing campaign. An online backlash caused a boycott of the beer. The brewer says it's planning a branding revamp that will focus on the all-American themes of football and country music. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some of its famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of these Southland's busiest airports.
A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank, California, as the nation's angriest. The survey is based on tweets, about 37,000 Twitter posts over a one-year period. When it comes to John Wayne Airport, 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, Florida, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio. I'm Richard Johnson.
The NBA Western Conference Finals continue tonight as the L.A. Lakers host the Denver Nuggets for Game 4. Denver has a 3-game-to-none lead over the Lakers. While L.A. is trying to avoid elimination, Denver is trying to make it to the finals for the first time. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.